Hey everybody. Let's see if we can get some people in here. I'm looking for somebody in particular because we have a show to do. I don't know where he is. This is absolutely ridiculous. Always late. Always late. I'm gonna keep it on this filter until they show up. What's up? What's going on? We're gonna try to do a show, but I have to see if it's a impromptu show, so I have to see if the person that shows up actually shows up. We'll see. Oh my God, face looks like a mess. Let's see. Maybe I have to message for the show to get on the road. Part of the new Instagram series. Oh, what's up, Anna? What is going on? Congrats on finishing all your work. Why is it so yellow in here? Is my face that red?
Oh God.
You're not talking about me. How disappointing. I mean, we can. I don't. Might be a little much. Oh my God. I need to put on some kind of face stuff before I do this. This is ridiculous. Hold on. I'm gonna try to get our special correspondent on the air. Let's see if he's around, or else this whole thing is for naught. My face looks normal. No, it doesn't. I have like all the red. I look like a damn mess. I forgot to put on a moisturizer. Skin's so dry. Yeah, we're just waiting. Stand by. We're waiting for our correspondent. This is a chaotic vibe. This is the realness that I'm trying to bring out on Instagram. But we're there we go. There, our correspondent is here. Oh great. What's that noise? Oh my God. You're
You know what?
late. You're late to the show.
I'm not late to shit.
You're late to the show again.
Again?
We're doing a show right now.
No one told me. Actually, you did. You just didn't tell me.
I just told you, but you should have known.
Like 2 minutes ago. You gotta
So
give me more than.
you have your review ready? Of Grandma's Not Home or whatever that movie is.
That's not a movie.
I think it is.
Grandma's Not Home?
Yeah. It's the one where the kids go to the grandma's house
And she's
and
not there.
she's not there.
It's a short movie.
No,
Isn't
it's
that
like 3 hours long.
three hours?
Yeah,
Are they not
it's Matthew McConaughey, but it's like he plays his self and then he plays his younger self, and it's like they kind of meet in the middle. There's
But it's
like it's him young with his grandma, and then he goes like he's older and he's a grandpa himself, and then you kind of it goes backwards and forwards till they get to the middle to when the
like
grandma's not home. It's like a double button.
is
It's like a
she
double button coat. What?
dead?
At some point she dies, yeah, like all of us do.
Like in the movie?
I mean, grandma's not home, so what do you think she is?
Usually they note next of kin. Usually they tell somebody. I haven't seen this one.
You're supposed to review it.
Two powdered wigs and a half done knitted blanket.
What's that? Is that what are you saying?
It's a rating. It's a rating system. I'm giving you two powdered wigs and half a knitted blanket because she didn't
That's not
finish.
the system we work off of.
Okay, what's the system?
We do a letter grade. We do a letter grade
What?
system.
Oh,
You
C
don't. You
plus.
can. It can only be E, G, X, or W.
I'm gonna give it a G for grandma.
See, that works. That falls in line with the letter grading system we have.
I think that's fair.
G for grandma. That makes sense. Like, what
Yeah.
would you give Spice World?
Spice World, E for effort.
Or you could give a W for world.
Or an X for sexy.
Oh God. That's not. Come on. That's not this show.
That's not. It's a rating.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not. We don't talk about that kind of stuff on the show.
Oh, it's not that kind of show?
No, that's for that other comedy network. They talk about that kind of stuff.
Oh, the
we forget we're
centralized comedy.
Yeah, we're centralized comedy. We have a comment here. Anna says, "Hello, Joey's friend. What are we doing, lads?"
Really, nothing. I mean,
we're reviewing films.
Yeah, give us a film's suggestion.
This is for my new TV show, TV network called Centralized Comedy. This is our first.
Or this is the only.
It's you have to start. You have to start somewhere.
Starts what now?
You have to start the show. You have to start the business, the company, the, you know, you have to start the legacy somewhere.
IP?
What's that?
I need to have some kind of new IP.
You should be turning out new shows every day.
Every day?
Just to keep your job. We're in a recession pandemic. Yes.
I don't have that kind of a pull.
We have a request from the audience. Review The Great Gatsby.
200% jarring.
That's what those other people do. We don't talk like that on this channel. That's like those the silly tomatoes talk like that. Silly bananas. We're different. We're the other white meat.
It was bad. It wasn't good.
Wait, what are you talking about? Which version of the film?
Wait, oh no, which one are we talking? Are we talking about 1968? Or
I think 68. I don't know.
I was gonna say 72, but that seems
it's too unclear. Just review them all.
Well, the first one was like a fashion show, and then the second one, I mean, they played Kanye, so no one knows what's going on there.
Oh, the Baz Luhrmann one? I love that one.
Of course you do. It's horrible.
Oh my god. It has what's his name? It has Spider-Man in it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Spider-Man's in Great Gatsby.
Huh. So it does. I don't know. I mean, they tried. It was colorful. It was fun, I guess. I don't know if it should have been fun, but it was fun.
What do you mean it shouldn't have been fun? It's New York in the 20s.
Not really a fun message. That couldn't have been.
Live fast and die hard?
Crash your car and cry at the green light. Actually.
Yeah, exactly. See?
Yeah.
Changing. Okay. The meaning changes as we get older. It just becomes more appealing.
I guess
he had all those shirts. All those shirts. I want all those shirts.
Where Ford?
Huh?
She was a shoo-in for the soundtrack, and then they,
bored.
Late. Yeah. She got that green light. You want it.
She was a little too after her time.
A little too late. You gotta be born sooner. That's what everybody's problem is. She's gotta be
born. She was probably, like 11 when that movie came out.
Yeah. Too young.
Too young. You know who was the right age, though?
Go ahead.
Kanye West.
No. I know that wasn't a deal. I know they were just driving by in the car. And kind of racist, actually. Kind of a little.
What do you mean? It's New York in the 20s. Of course it's racist.
Yeah, but wait, New York?
Yeah, it's New York.
Is it?
New Egg, New York. Yes, it's New York.
Is it?
Yes.
All right.
Long Island? I don't know.
Oh, Newegg, New York, New York.
No, but they actually go to New York in the book.
Do they? Yes,
they go to Manhattan. They go to the hotel. They do it in the movie, too. That's when they play the Kanye, when they're driving on the bridge.
Oh, yeah.
To go and yell at each other in the hotel room where it's really hot. And they talk about global warming. In the 20s.
That's pretty. Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Before we even had anything.
Before we even knew there was a globe.
Yeah. Still thought it was cylindrical.
square, cube, cube
but portal. It was just really long.
Yeah.
A long funnel.
A long strip of Earth. I don't know. I at the time, I was, I don't know. I saw that with a weird person as well, so maybe that was the thing.
Can you review the experience?
We never saw each other again, so.
And how did that make you feel?
It was fine.
It was fine?
I think so.
All right, so unless anybody else has anything else to review, I think we'll call it for a day because this was another absolute disaster.
This was an absolute disaster?
We started the show 45 minutes late.
And you didn't tell me this was happening.
You should know. You should have gotten the rider. I put it in the mail.
The mail doesn't come anymore. I don't know how many times I need to explain this to you. There are no postmen.
Yeah, I get it. They eat the mail, blah, blah, blah.
The ones that are left are hungry, and they're not allowed to stop working, so they just have to eat the mail. And yes. It's not good.
Maybe it's I should start putting a little chocolate taped to each letter I send.
The whole thing. Why would if I'm eating the wrapper already, why would
they
I
could eat the, just the chocolate instead.
You think they'll stop at the chocolate? Do you think anybody ever stops at the chocolate?
Hmm.
Ooh, we should do Willy Wonka.
Yeah, review Willy Wonka.
Right now?
Yeah, let's. Why not? This is the show. This is the live event.
Which one?
The third one.
Ooh. Could they do that?
Carly in the Chocolate Factory. iCarly in the Chocolate Factory.
iCarly in the Chocolate Factory.
Review that movie.
Since it didn't happen.
Oh my god. I don't know. What? You should have watched all these movies. I don't know why you're claiming these movies don't exist.
Is that Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey plays Wonka. He comes back to the factory, and then iCarly's there doing a documentary on the first two movies.
Really? The first two? So wait, where is this place for real then? A documentary?
Yeah. She goes to England.
Okay.
And then they get a golden key, open that fence and come in. And then Charlie's there, and he's like old. Okay.
And Spencer, right, okay.
And he's lying in bed. It's kind of an homage to the first one.
That lazy son of a bitch.
He gets, well, what they don't tell you is they all have severe muscle dystrophy, and that's why they're prone.
What, until they're aware of the existence of chocolate?
It's the magic of chocolate. The magic of consumerism wakes their sleeping muscles.
So why don't we get this into the hospitals?
Because it's a magic world.
It's just a movie. I know. Yeah, it's just
It's all set up. See, the thing is, when iCarly got in there, it turns out it was all a ruse. Charlie was a shoo-in. It was all planned from the beginning. It was all a scam to make money.
Who made money?
The Wonkas. Willy Wonka is Charlie's father.
Why didn't they talk about that?
Because it's a ruse.
People live in that house.
You get blue make like that, everybody. And then everybody's crying and they feel sympathy. Huh?
Four people to a bed.
They had to be convincing. They had to like lose all muscle mass. They had to look frail and old and sick and dying.
When your son has money?
Well, you know how much chocolate they sold during that golden ticket shit?
Yeah, I understand that. But pretending to be poor... It's not right.
Well, they had to be convincing. And then Charlie, the only way they could maintain that wealth is if one of their own wins. So they had to have Charlie win.
They could have just killed him. Somebody would inherit it.
What are you talking about?
To inherit the factory?
No, but they're trying to make money off the chocolate. They're trying to boost sales.
I don't understand why pretending to be poor would boost sales. He couldn't even afford.
He had to be a convincing winner to avoid the legal problems.
What about the other children that were killed? They were convincing.
They were convinced, yeah, but they weren't related to Wonka. They would have gotten his money.
So it was a setup?
Yes.
It was a coup. Let me kill four.
Yes.
Okay. It was
a collateral.
And get paid for it? That's pretty cynical.
They signed the waiver. Well, it's because there's human blood in the chocolate. That's why it's so good to people. It's revitalizing.
Is that why it's good overseas?
Yeah. They kill children and put them in the chocolate in the movie.
There's something real fucked up?
Hmm.
Thing.
That's the thing where they have chocolate children?
There's blood in the chocolate in, oh God, what do they call it? I think it's in Germany.
Yeah, I know it's a thing. iCarly exposed it. Chocolate gate.
No, I'm talking about the real life.
So am I.
Look it up.
iCarly went to the factory and exposed Chocolate Gate.
Miranda Cosgrove as iCarly? So that's a cover too?
Charlie is in prison right now. Prone. He's laying down.
Well,
with four other inmates. They're all laying together in one bed in prison.
Thing he's into? Like, he's just got to have a four-person bed? That's just... He's got to have that set up to...
It's comfortable. He's rich enough that he could have, like, one of those prisons where he's, like, it's just, like, he's playing with other rich people, kind of thing.
Oh, that's nice.
But they're all doing the Wonka thing, and we're going to do this, you know, social experiment of laying in bed together 24 hours, feet to feet.
What we learn from this, are our legs fused together?
No, it's just this team-building thing, this camaraderie thing.
Team-building? So we have no use of our legs, and now it's good?
Yeah, now they're closer.
Closer to each other through disability?
Yep.
He's got to be like, what, 86?
Yeah, so it's probably bad for his heart. He's probably going to die.
Yeah, he's probably going to die. So then what?
So then we make another movie. We reboot.
He never had children. What they should do is adapt the book.
You don't know that. I don't know that. You don't know what happened in that factory. You don't know what happens in that factory. We didn't know Wonka had a child until it was exposed by iCarly.
Right. And what about the Loompas?
Oh, don't even get me started with the Loompas. That's a completely different movie.
Is it? They're in there.
Yeah, but they're... That's another faction you don't really want to...
Are there factions now?
Not all Oompa Loompas are created equal.
I'm pretty sure they're all the same thing, so I think that's kind of the idea.
Some of them can sing better than others.
I mean, that's just, you know, that's genetics. That's
I know, but the ones that can't sing get tossed in the chocolate.
But that's not human blood.
Yeah, but it's something. It's a life essence.
Oh, is that like the substitute? Is that like the sativa?
Yeah, when they can't get blood? When they can't get the children, they use it a Loompa. The ones that can't sing.
So that's probably pretty much all they're using, right?
I mean, at this point, yeah. Charlie's in prison.
So is that why you don't see Wonka bars anymore?
Possibly. They shut it down. iCarly and Freddy and Sam, they shut it down together.
I feel bad for her.
For iCarly? She has a great career as a documentary director. I mean,
you gotta do what you gotta. I mean, I've never seen it.
You haven't seen it?
All right,
that's
so.
Review for next week. You have to go watch the iCarly doc on Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
What is it called?
iCarly presents Charlie and the Chocolate Factory Uncovered.
Uncovered?
And it's like a splat, and it says Uncovered.
A chocolate splat?
Yeah, it's like a chocolate splat, but it looks like, you know, that Nickelodeon, like, slime splat. But it says Uncovered, and it looks like somebody drew it with a finger.
Oh, like the classic. Oh, that's kind of gross.
Yeah. It is gross. It's a dirty business. The whole business was dirty. No, well, chocolate is a dirty business, you know. But the Wonka, oh my god,
it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise
me. I mean, I feel like it was obvious. Like the writing was literally on the wall.
In chocolate.
And in schnozberry. He made the children lick schnozberry.
He made them?
I should have said something. Yeah, he said something. Like... Yeah. What a maniac.
With their parents right there. What a monster.
I mean, the only ones that were in it were Uncle Joe and Charlie. So they, you know, they had to play along.
So he's just making Charlie lick the wall.
Yeah. They had to play along. They had to seem legit. It was like mastermind.
And that's why they drank the fizzy soda, so they would have a reason. Okay. You know what? That makes a lot of sense, actually.
See? Never thought about it like that. I never thought about it like that.
It's very not good.
And then they tried to, you know, obviously sort of change the public image with the movie. With Gene Wilder. No, this is the real story. The movie is based off, is sort of like a representation of the Wonka's perspective, where it's like this lowly boy won this ticket and had all this beautiful music, pure imagination. But it was really, it's a dark story.
It really is.
So, thank God he's dead.
Yeah, thank God he's dead. I've had enough of that, that's for sure.
I mean, it was a terror for years. Using children to make chocolate?
Not good.
No, I would say.
I don't know.
All right. So,
this is it?
Yeah, that's the show for today.
It was a little bit better.
Yeah, thanks to me.
Yeah, thanks to you again. Yeah, you're just running the show.
That's what it feels like.
Well, I mean, you provide the writer. You started the network. What else is it supposed to feel like? Sounds like you're trying to fall off some shit on me.
I'm the host. I'm the writer. I'm the head editor.
Exactly.
I'm the producer.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is never going to get off the ground if it keeps going this way.
You wanted it this way.
Your IMDb is going to be barren.
You send me a list of responsibilities, and I will adhere as best I can.
That seems like more work for me.
Yeah, you're the one setting it up. That's how these things work. You want a secretary? Hire a secretary.
I can't hire a secretary right now. You're supposed to just be the number two.
I am the number two, but in order to conversate, we need to converse.
I try, but nobody ever listens, so why bother?
All of the time. I'm doing nothing listening.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think you're listening.
I hear you.
Barely. This connection? There's no way.
Really?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you say something?
What?
I saying something?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. It's not good. So you send me the list. You send me the list. I'll read.
You should know the list already. I sent the list in the mail.
You just gotta walk it over here and throw it at my door.
Walk it over there? What do I look like? Number three?
You need a middleman? Why do you need a middleman?
Because I'm the number one. I can't be walking to people's doors. That's what a number three is for.
Oh, my God.
So I have to get a number three, huh?
Yeah, this goes all the way to... I mean, technically, I could also walk over there and you could throw it out the window.
No, don't come over here.
Then am I the number three?
Don't come...
Because if I'm the two, I'm three, then I'm five. And then we got a problem, because there's no four.
You have to hire the number three.
I have to hire...
To correspond with me, yes.
Yeah. Oh, I need a secretary to be your secretary. So I okay. I see how this works. So I'm gonna
chain
watch
of command.
Several movies, and we're gonna talk about them.
That would be nice.
I think that's good. I think we can do that.
All right. So
for next week.
Yes, until next week. That's the show.
Nothing?
No, what do you mean?
No suggestion?
No suggestion for what?
What is our next review?
It's probably Fahrenheit 90210.
Fahrenheit 9. Okay, wait, season 1 or 2?
That's the 2.
Okay. That was a better one.
Fahrenheit 90210, yeah. Romeo and Juliet take back the school.
I gotta see if they have it on DVD. I'll find it.
It's on the Epic Store.
Oh.
Epics. No, Epics.
Oh, Epics? Oh, wait. Yeah. Okay.
You have to pay $30 a month to subscribe to Epics. Then you can watch it.
$30 a month?
This is your job, so you have to subscribe.
Oh, so it's a business expense. I'll just write it off.
It's not a business yet. We're trying to make it a business, so this is going to have to come out of pocket.
So this is just an expense, and I can't write it off?
But you have Epics for a month.
Maybe I'll get a coupon code.
No, you can't use coupon codes. It invalidates our review. It seems like we have some kind of inside access.
Right? You can't get things for free to review them because you're not really reviewing them if it's free.
Yeah, it seems like a handout. Like it seems disingenuous.
That's fair. That is fair. I admire our integrity.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to be like the new. We're not trying to be like the old guard. We're the new guard. We're centralized comedy.
Right. So do you want to send
me comedy speaks. Huh?
You going to send me $15?
No, I'm not sending you $30.
I said 15. We'll split it.
No, this is your thing.
This is my thing? Under your guide. Under your duress.
You're number two. You have to put your pocket in your pants.
I sew two pockets into my pants every morning, just like everybody else. One.
Yeah, now
time.
Put $30 in it and go down to the Epics.
I gotta go down there?
And buy Epics.
Are you kidding me right now? I have to walk down to Epics to buy a streaming service? I can't just go on the internet and give them my credit card? You know what?
I need the paper proof.
They're going to keep charging me. It's going to be shit.
Then you have to go back and cancel it on foot.
I have to go back and cancel it on foot? I better get to kick somebody.
I mean, that's up to you. If you land in prison, I'm not bailing you out.
They're going to put me in prison?
I mean, that's assault.
Oh my god, you're setting me up for assault?
You're the one talking about kicking people. I just said go to the Epic Store and sign up for an account.
Yeah, I understand.
And you're like, I gotta kick somebody.
Are all of the movies we're reviewing on Epics?
Yeah, most of them.
Are you working for Epics?
No.
You hesitated.
No, I didn't.
You hesitated again.
No, I didn't.
If I find out...
This conversation's over. Forget it. All right. Either do it or you're fired.
I'm going to go down there now. I'm going to go down there right now, and I'm going to get 2 subscriptions.
Why would you do that? That seems asinine.
You're right. I'm going to get 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what they want. One is what it's going
to be. You better have that review next week. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I'm going to have...
Fahrenheit 90210, Romeo and Juliet take back the school.
Yeah, you call me up. I'll be right
Season 1. Or 2.
1. All right. I'll watch both.
Watch both. We'll give us a full review of Fahrenheit 90210 for Romeo and Juliet Take Back to School.
Yeah, you got it.
Fine. Sounds good.
Same next
week. I look same on
that channel.
Yeah, same.
I look forward to it.
Tune in to Centralized Comedy on this channel. Don't change the dial.
Please. Please.
Why are you crying?
It takes a lot out of me.
What does?
Everything. Next week?
Yeah, next week.
Fine, next week.
Now you know. Next week, at some point, we're doing this. So okay. Be ready at all times.
I will be. I'm going to Epics right now.
All right.
You're welcome.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
All right, folks. Well, that was the second episode of movie reviews for Centralized Comedy, our new comedy network that we're not like the other guys. We're different. We're very different, we promise you. We'll have a review next week of Fahrenheit 90210, Romeo and Juliet Take Back the School. Until then, see you later. Stay funny, people. Bye.